Happy New Year, everybody. We're back. It is time to focus on all your goals. It's time to focus on your personal happiness. We've got a killer lineup of podcasts coming up this week. This is the place where you can listen to my content first. This is the place where you put the positivity and the practicality into your ears. This is the place where we're gonna make 2021 fucking amazing.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
When you say that passion is the ingredient that most matters in success, I agree, but here's how I think about it. Without passion, nobody, if Tony Hawk wasn't passionate about skateboarding, if I wasn't passionate about becoming one of the great entrepreneurs of a generation, if LeBron wasn't passionate about basketball, I wouldn't have put in the hours, the work. When it all makes no sense, when it's 10:30 at night tonight and I've got to go to one more meeting, but I got to wake up at 5:30, and you know, if I didn't have the passion for the game, I wouldn't do it. I would cancel it. I wouldn't have booked it in the first place. And so it becomes the gateway drug religion that allows you to do the tactical things. I have a vision to where we're going in the future. I come up with stuff every day that very few people are thinking about. And then in parallel, and this is one of the biggest reasons I still have a personal brand, I use Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter every single day. I'm a practitioner. I get my hands dirty. I'm the architect and the mason.
So I, over this past year, I was working at a startup and then recently got laid off or was made redundant in December of this year.
Okay.
And I kind of like, I was at a point in my life where I was like in sales and I was like pretty into it. And, you know, I was like, all right, you know, this is working for me. And then, I don't know, like I just suddenly was like not that excited about it. So now I'm trying to figure out what
Not excited because of the gut punch of the layoff or not excited prior to it?
I think not excited prior to it.
Okay.
Like I was working, so I was working at Yelp.
Yep.
And like a lot of high volume outbound cold call sales.
Yep.
And, you know, it was just one of those things that I started doing. I got into it just because, you know, I need to be making money and
sure.
Get a job.
Yep.
And, you know, it came to a point where it was like another opportunity presented itself. And I was just like, all right, well, you know, maybe this will be different. I'll be in a startup. I'll have a lot more autonomy over my day. And then I kind of just found out that I was getting pushed back in that same direction, which is just like a bunch of outbound cold call, you know, sales calls.
Right.
And I don't know. For me, it was just like, I felt like I was like living a Groundhog Day where I was basically just like waking up doing the same thing over and over and over again.
You were.
Yeah. And so I guess like now I'm at a situation where I just moved back home with my parents and I guess I'm trying to figure out what's going to excite me or like what my next step should be, because I think going and continuing to do the same thing is obviously not going to be good for my self-esteem or good for me mentally. Like, I think I've kind of at this point decided I don't want to do this, but at the same time, I don't know what it is that I do want to do.
But you,
I guess, like,
do
I'm
you,
trying to figure
so
that out.
Can you afford, Andy, watch this, you're gonna knock that over. Are you in a place where you can afford to go and taste a lot of different things? I think of this like food. People are always like, what's my passion? What do I like to do? I'm like, I don't know. Like, if you only eat pizza and hot dogs, how do you not, you know if, you know, foie gras or sushi or lemon soup is your favorite food of all time? I don't know where lemon soup came from. But, you know, are you in a place where you can go and try doing different things? And if you can't, go get a 9-to-5 job that pays your basic life away and then spend your 5:30 p.m. to midnight tasting other things in startup land or internships. That's the actual practical answer to solve this question. Where you go when you don't know what you want to do is you have to try to do things. I mean, it's not super complicated. So if you've got a trust fund or if you've saved some money or if you're living, you know, ghetto and don't give a shit and live with 11 roommates and, you know, then and can afford to just cancel it out, and what you gotta do is you gotta go and try things. You gotta try operations, you gotta try sales, you gotta try all these different things. That's really just the only option out there. And so you've gotta put yourself in a position, whether being humble and ghetto, to go and try things, or maybe you're in a luxury spot where you can go and do that. It's really the only way. You're not gonna find out by guessing.
Cobus asks, what would be your top three tips for switching on your brain?
Co, this is an interesting question to me.
Like that?
Co, this is an interesting question to me. I don't really know how to answer it. First of all, I don't do well with, you know, top three questions. So Vayner Nation, don't ask me top three questions because I don't even know how to gather my thoughts in that way. I'm not an active enough thinker to execute that. You know, I don't know. Weirdly, the only thing that comes to me on this answer, and it's why I took this question because it's an interesting question, is passion. It's a very lightweight answer. It's a fluffy answer, but I truly believe that it is the answer. Meaning, if you actually love what you're doing, if you actually love it, there's no friction to turn on your brain. The only time I feel like I have to turn on my brain was when I was 6 to 22 years old, when I was going through the bullshit education system of America, right? That's when I felt like I had to turn it on, you know, to appease horse crap that didn't match my reality. But ever since that day, when like, yay, and I went into like, you need to buy this Pinot Grigio. The second that started in May of 1998, there's never been a day that I've had to activate. It's always on. And I don't mean always on buzzword marketing. It's that I love what I do so much that there is no friction to turn it on, even when I am landing at 2 o'clock in the morning from a flight that's delayed like the other night, and then going directly into it at 6:30 in the morning because the fire is so deep inside. You love it so much. You know, you don't need that jump start.
Straightforward question, I think. There is a lot of opportunity in this economy and also a lot of distractions.
Yes.
As a professional with limited time, trying to figure out where they want to start in business, how do you think I can best focus on how I'm going to make that decision? And also where I should start in the way of social media?
I think you need to think about the thing that you like the most.
Sure.
It really, this is, people understand, unless you really love what you do, somebody else is going to love it more and outwork you.
Yeah, fair advice. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, and by the way, it didn't seem like it made sense 7 years ago to start a podcast around Pokemon, but if you stayed consistent, loved it, and inevitably if you were good at it, it's probably, if the number one Pokemon podcast right now could probably make $500,000 a year in advertising. It didn't seem right. What you might like the most is buying bottle caps at flea markets. It doesn't seem obvious, but I really believe that's where the internet's going. The long tail of niche interests at enough scale that brands want to tap into that. And so I think the hobbies and interests of many in this room is actually their unlock, right? You know, sure. I really believe that.
So passion, period. Long-term commitment,
period.
And no precedence needs to be set.
Correct.
Thank you, Ari.
Because mainly, like, then there's also, because here's why, it gets into a far more interesting debate. You ended up selling ties instead of starting a footy podcast. The tie company allowed you to make $213,000 a year when all the profits are done. The footy company let you make $113,000. Some may say it was the tie business. I say it's the footy business because you're dramatically happier at $113,000 and the only thing that you had to do different was not buy dumb shit. That has to be the conversation. And it is not the conversation now. You understand? You know, it's not like just because you love football or hip hop or roses that you're entitled to build a $1 million business around that. Passion is massively important. I'll tell you why. Work ethic is an absolute pillar of variable to being successful. And if you're passionate about something, it doesn't feel like work. And that's a big deal. Like, if you feel like, if you're working on your side hustle from 6 to 2 in the morning, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., right? And you're not up for it, like, you're forcing yourself because you need the money or the dream, you've fucked up. You picked the wrong thing. Like, to punt all your leisure and all your friends and family and to work on something and to be tired the next day because you have to get up for work, which you really don't want to do, which is why you're building your side hustle, that has to be about your passion. Because it's just too hard if it's not. It can't be about where you think you can make the most money. What I don't think people understand is you can make a lot more, like there's a lot. So I wrote Crush It a long time ago. The emails that I get way more people that are making 50 to 200,000 a year talking about the craziest, like the emails I get are so bananas. Like, well, bananas in my Snapchat, so I won't use that. Like, hey, Gary V, I read Crush It in 2009, and I'm making $74,000 a year in ads and selling t-shirts around raspberry jam only. I've had a lot more people make money deep, deep, deep in the longest tail niche that you could have ever thought of. Hip hop stars from 1986 to 1989. This is a real one. There's a guy who only talks about hip hop from 86 to 89 because he was in high school during those years. And now he's like, now he gets paid like $5,000 to $10,000 a month retainer to do hip hop consulting for companies that came from the content he was putting out. He's stopped being an accountant. I mean, right? But the people that are losing are, I tried to build an affiliate marketing company. I tried to do $500 ebooks. They went for the money. They had no patience. The hip hop guy and the raspberry jam girl and this guy had years of nobody giving a shit before we popped. I did Wine Library TV for 2 years with crickets. Crickets.
What kept you going during that time?
Because I knew I was right.
Hey podcast, Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Wake Up Call by The Boy Gil. The variety of guest speakers and key points that Gary V touches on is absolutely life-changing. Great content is not easy and requires mass amounts of action. Gary V is persistent and never disappoints. Keep blessing us. Thanks to The Boy Gil, keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.